last Sunday of praying with someone, a Japanese student who had been on placement here in Onehunga College, living with a family. He's been coming to our youth work. His father and grandfather are high up in Shintoism in Japan. And he wanted to know more about church and culture. So he started to come to our youth group and started to come to Tuesday and started to come to church and became more and more fascinated. Well, at the end of the service, his last service with us, we have a Japanese-speaking woman in our congregation. I talked to him and he gave his life to Jesus, because he realized that actually it's about having a personal relationship with God. There are many people, not in this church, but there are many people who have an impersonal relationship with God. God is calling each and every one of us to a relationship in which you are known and you know. God loves you. In the gospel reading today, John's writing about Jesus setting the scene. This is just before Jesus is going to the crucifixion. So he already knows where he's going. I'm going to prepare a place. But the first thing he does is comfort his disciples to say, I'm going to a greater place and I'm going to draw you to it. But the thing he starts to reveal on Father's Day is the relationship that is possible between the created and the creator. And it's not just one of fear. It's not just one of deep respect. It is also a familial relationship that God calls us into. I am going to my Father's house. In the passage in Ephesians, we'll also see that God has a unique desire for you and I. And we'll come to that in a second. But Jesus realizes that we all have a deep need for belonging, for acceptance, for knowing that we are loved unconditionally. We all have the desire to belong to a family. In my Father's house, there are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. See, this is not just Jesus' batch down by the beach that's sort of owned by Dad, but there's no sort of great relationship. This is Jesus is making sure that there's enough room in the Father's house for you to be there, to be in that same relationship that Jesus has with the Father's. Because actually, all our souls are homesick. Have you ever been homesick? I remember going on a YMCA camp. I think it was a YMCA camp. Somewhere down near Hamilton, I think it was. But I was knee-high to a grasshopper, so I can't quite remember it. But I remember, you know, that sort of doleful thing, you sort of look out the window and you see the moon in the sky and you sort of go, I miss Mum. You see, most of us have learned to grow out of that, and actually I have to say we've never really grown out of it. All we've done is hidden it. Because our souls have been made, we have been made, and our souls will remain restless, as St. Augustine said, until they find their home in God. Our hearts are restless. So understand that actually that longing is not to be pushed down, but it is to be fulfilled in God. Each one of us has a longing to be fathered. not only by our parents, but also by God. When I was a child, my parents divorced when I was three. I was three, so I don't awfully remember an awful lot of it. And then my mum fell in love again. And she fell in love with Peter Shackleton, lovely Mancunian. And they got married when I was seven. At that point, my biological dad decided not to be involved in our lives because he thought it would be confusing for the children. How wrong he was. Because each one of us has a longing to be fathered. But I was quite excited by my new dad to be arriving in the family, and so my brother and I wrote a card. I think it was a birthday card saying, "Happy birthday, Dad. Isn't this wonderful?" And he turned around and said, "Actually, I prefer if you didn't call me Dad. Would you mind if you just called me Peter?" Because he also had children from another family. And of course we did, but what that did is instantly created a relational barrier. Don't worry, the story gets better. It honestly does. But actually, this goes to prove that each one of us has a longing to have a father in our lives. And a father who is not a strict, distant father, but one who loves us. When I came to Christ, there was a point where I was being prayed for, I think, and I was in a place of worship, and all of a sudden, out of the longing in my heart, the Lord showed me a picture of me as a child just running into the arms of a father, and I knew it was God. And it utterly broke my heart and healed me all at the same time. Because I knew that's how he saw me and how he welcomed me, and that God is calling you and I into a personal relationship, not just with Jesus, but with the Father. Towards the end of my stepdad's life, I had that moment of maturity. I think it was, that happens where you realize that all the good things that he did in my life were the actions really of a dad. So I had the privilege before he died of taking him out for dinner. And being very British and stiff upper lip, he couldn't deal with it very well. But I had to say, you need to listen to this. You have been my dad all the years. I haven't recognized most of it, but actually I realize you've been great. So now I call him my stepdad. I used to call him my stepfather for many, many years. But there's that relationship, and it's a right relationship that each one of us is created for. We're supposed to have a dad in this life to reflect the dad nature of God. Abba. Abba, Father. God calls us into a family-based relationship, and Jesus was talking about that in John 14. In the verse 7, "If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." See, the paradox is, if you want to know how good God the Father is, stare into the face of Jesus. I and the Father are one, but two, but three, but one. God's calling us deeper and deeper. And the difficulty is our flesh sometimes wants to rail against that. Philip, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." That echoes a little bit about what happened in the book of Exodus, where God sort of revealed his glory on the mountain, and the people said, "Oh, no, don't get God to speak to us directly. You speak to him. Just show us the Father, that will be enough." But actually, seeing the Father is not enough. What Jesus is calling us into is to move into Dad's home. Most parents are desperate for their children to leave. The father is desperate for their children to come home. Do you know that personal, intimate relationship with the Father? To never have related to God as Father is almost never to have understood His heart for you and to hold Him at arm's length. A bit like the relationship I had with my stepfather before I realized whether he liked it or not, he was my dad. We all have a longing to be held by a parent. It's the most natural and wonderful thing. And God offers that to us on a daily basis. And interestingly, from Ephesians chapter 1, I just thought this was, I saw it. You know, sometimes they add things in the Bible I've never seen before, or is it just that I haven't seen them? This Ephesians chapter 3, in my version, I think the way it's been written, I think it's utterly beautiful. It's the NIV, the nearly infallible version. Paul writes, I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who's asking? God. And how does he describe him? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in order that you may know him better. Now that's amazing. God is in the business of pouring out His Holy Spirit in order that we might have knowledge and wisdom and understanding to know Him. God's invested in revealing Himself to you and I as a Father, a glorious, generous, wonderful Father. You may say to yourself, well, I'm not a very good parent. I'm not a very good mother or father. Let's take this as an opportunity and a challenge to correct our parenting, as it were, the way that we love, to be unconditional. But the only way that we can love is the way that the Father loves our children is by allowing ourselves to be loved by the Father, to be held by Him. Often, the very last thing, if it is all on our prayer, is say, Lord, may I know you better. Sometimes it's, oh Lord, please bless Francine and the missionaries and make sure, oh Lord, my knees still work by the end of the day and all sorts of other things. But actually, the Lord just wants you to know him better. Jesus said that he will come and take us to be with him, that he is the way to which we encounter this personal relationship. The great news is this, that Jesus reveals the Father and the Father reveals Jesus. It's all rather linked. And the most beautiful thing is three chapters later in John 20. Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, then speaks to his disciples, and I believe he speaks to you and I today. He says, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. So my question to us today is, do you know God as Father? Because it's the very thing that your soul longs for. Allow him in. Allow him to reveal the depths of his love. Amen. Happy Father's Day.